This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Studying what Paul writes about prayer in the book of Ephesians will help you in your prayer life. His heart concern for the Ephesians is evident in chapters 1 and 3. He shares further thoughts on prayer in chapter 6. Reflecting on what Paul said, it is obvious he took prayer seriously and wanted fellow Christians to do the same. His prayers were substantive, that is, he prayed for specific things he wanted God to do to enrich their lives. He wanted them to learn and understand and experience the power and love of God. He wanted them to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, and he wanted them to know that God could handle anything they might be facing in ways that far surpass what they could imagine. He also wanted them to pray for each other, and specifically for Paul and the effectiveness of his ministry. There is an emphasis on the Holy Spirit being involved in enabling effective prayer and in bringing what they learn about love and power into reality in their experience. Paul prayed with thankfulness for all God had already done in their lives. He wanted them to understand all God had and was willing to do, and that God would bring them into a deeper knowledge and understanding of His provision. It's clear that all of these things for which he prayed were not just for his and their benefit. He wanted God to receive the honor and the praise for all he did for them. Meditate on these prayers and instructions about prayer and apply what you learn to your prayer life. And I'd like to hear from you. You can write me Lud Goltz, Novelty, Ohio 44072, or email me ludgoltz@aol.com, or you could do it through my website, gettingthemessage.org.